starting Be'ezus Hashem, Gemara Daf Mem Aleph. We're starting at the Mishnah. So this Mishnah, in continuing Ksuba, says is called Shas Katan. So it's continuing. We're going to discuss today Beidem Beknas Potter. Okay, that's really going to be the sugya and Chatzi Nezek if it has a din of Mamain or Knas. Okay, so the pasuk says Asher Yashiu Nelekim Yishalem Shnayim L'Re'ehu. That only, in other words, that has to do with, that's the pasuk that discusses the idea that Bezdin is dan knosos. And so we see that a knas is alpi Bezdin. And actually the Shulchan Aruch says that it's alpi Bezdin smuchim be'eretz Yisrael. Mumchin, Bezdin mumchim smuchim be'eretz Yisrael, right? So there is an idea here that we pay knas. It's al yishalim shnayim l're'ehu asher yashiv nolukim. It's up to Bezdin. Okay. However, within the pasuk of Yashiu Nalakim, Yishayim Shayim L'Re'ehu, what that pasuk is saying is like this: that if we found you guilty, then you're going to pay. Okay. However, what's the diak? If Maida Beknas, if you're Maida, so we don't find you guilty, but you walk into Bezin and say I'm guilty, so then you're going to it's Maida Beknas Potter, and we're not going to be Mechayiv you Knas. It's only Bezdin with a Bezdin Mumchen that can be Mechayiv Knas. It's fine. So Zakta Gemishna. Ho'emer pititi es bitoy shel pliny. A person says, I was Mefata this girl, so and so's daughter. Mishalim boishesu pagam al pi atzmai. So again, he is being Maida here. He's coming forward and saying it. So he's going to pay boishesu pagam al pi atzmai. Ve'ein Mishalim Knas. So boishesu pagam have a din of Mamain, our Mishnah holds. Our Tana holds, has a din of Mamain. And therefore, you're going to pay Beishas and Pagam. That's Mamain, that's monetary, that's not a Knas, a penalty. Okay, therefore, you're going to pay the Beishas and Pagam. However, Knas, the Knas itself, that the Torah, yes, the Torah prescribed a Knas, but it's a Knas. And therefore, like, it's subject to all the rules of Knas, and Knas needs to be something that's donned in Bezdin. And therefore, since you are Maidab Knas Potter, we learn from the Pasuk, Ashi Yashi, you know, again, Maidab Knas is going to be Potter. Aimer Ganafti, and then we have other examples over here. Aimer Ganafti, let's say you say, I stole something. Mishal was a Karen, Alpi Atzmai. So the principle, you stole, let's say, right? So the principle, you're going to have to pay. Then Mishal Tashumi Kefal. Tashumi Kefal is a Knas, so you're not going to pay a Tashumi Kefal. But Tashumi Arba V'Chamisha, that we discussed previously, if you were Tavach Umachar. Hey, Miss Shuri is Pliny. So let's say my shar killed so-and-so, a shar yishal pliny, or the shar of so-and-so, hareza mishalim alpi atzmai. Okay, then he will pay alpi atzmai. Now, hey mishari es pliny, so... Yeah, no. But hey mishari es pliny, I'm just trying to think of exactly where to answer this. Hey mishari es pliny is the idea, what do you pay? That's the idea of kofar. We've discussed this idea of kofar. Okay, well, I'll bring it up maybe a little bit later. But hey, mishari is plenty. Oishari shall plenty. Hareza mishalim al pi atma. Hey, mishari avdoi shall plenty. Okay, so that you're paying. Meaning that's mamain. You're either paying what's called kofar because you killed a person. So we prescribe a payment. Or you're killing. You're saying that this person killed the shar, so you have to pay for the shar. Now. However, hey, mishari avdoi shel pliny, the eved ain mishalim al pi atzmai. That you're not going to pay because what is the payment for killing an eved? It's you're going to pay 30 shekel. So, and that's the standard. That's a knas because the standard amount is a knas. Says the Mishnah, zeh haklal.
Kofar isn't a standard amount.
So kofar, no. So okay, fine. You'll pull me in. I was on the fence, but now that you started asking about kofar, I wasn't sure if we'd be interested now or bring it up when the Gemara discusses kofar. But okay, so because the Gemara is going to discuss chatzi kofar. So what is kofar? Kofar is payment for if your shark kills somebody. And we had this before in the previous daffim that you're not going to get killed. We're not going to kill the person if his shark kills a person, but you're going to pay money. Now, there is a machlekes whether you pay demei mazik or demei nizik. Meaning, are you paying the amount of I'm sorry, the do you, sorry, do you pay the right the main mazik or the main nizik? However, like we're saying, kaifer is really there is a machlekes. Sorry, that's what I wanted to say. I was caught off guard. Okay, there is a machlekes if kaifer has a din of mamain, or it's you're paying for kapara. Are you paying for atonement? Are you paying for the fact that you did something wrong? Either way, so we're not, and really, even though we're saying this is in the category of money, right? In our mission, we're discussing things that are money. Money things you pay, that's what we're saying. That we're not saying money and not kofar. We're not taking sides in that argument. Okay, all we're doing is we're saying it's mamon and not knas. So it could be klefer, it could be mamon, but it's not going to be knas. And relevant to that din is zeha klal, okay, that the Mishnah says, kol mishalim yeser al mashe hezek, if you pay in excess of what the actual damages are, so then ena mishalim al pi atzmai, that would now be called knas. If you're not paying exactly the amount that you damage, you're paying more than that, so that would be knas. Now here's where Tosfos brings in klefer. He says that even though, like I said, there is a discussion whether klefer is demei mazik or demei nizik, the klefer, Tosfos says, in Zeh HaKlal, the klefer hainu demei hamazik, loy chashuv yoyser mimasha hizik. Even if you say that klefer, you pay demei mazik, not demei nizik, that you pay not exactly what you damage, but based on who did the damages, so then, afal pi shapam shava mazik yoyser minizik, the pidyon nafsha hu noisin. So here he addresses that even though the Mishnah seems to, the Mishnah is a general rule, right? We know that klefer is not necessarily demei nizik, meaning what got damaged. It could also be demei mazik, who did the damaging. Meaning if the shard that did the damaging was worth more, so then it could potentially, you could potentially pay in excess of what the damages are. We're now saying, wait, and that's what Tosfos is addressing over here, that we discussed that klefer is mamon as opposed to knas, but it could be that it's you're paying kapara, you're paying for the atonement. Okay, but it's mamon as opposed to knas. Now we're here, we're saying that the Mishnah says a general rule that if you pay more in excess of what you damage, that would mean it's a knas. Therefore, you wouldn't pay. And Tosfos is asking, what do you mean? You could have a situation where you're paying demei mazik, not demei nizik, according to that manda amar, and it's kaifer. You're paying for the fact that your animal killed something, so you're going to pay in excess of the damages. And he says it's not considered knas because you're paying, that excess that you're paying is definitely going to be a kapara for you. So that has to do with kapara anyways. Okay, so that was the where I was on the fence in regards to kaifer. Now you see why I was on the fence. Okay, Zakta Gemara. Velisni anasti. Right? So the Gemara is now just addressing why did you say Ha'imer Pititi es Bitoi? That the guy came and said that he was mefata. Why didn't he say anasti? Why didn't the Mishnah say a case of anasti that he was ma'anism? Right? And what does Tosfos says? Why would anasti be better? Because a bigger chiddush. You're making yourself into at least if it was consensual here, you force yourself on her. So that you're making yourself into worse. It's considered dafagav demaydesh asa pritzus. Right, that it's a worse action. So let's just say that case. So the Gemara says like this: Let me buy a kamar. Let me buy a nasty de loy kapagim la. So in a way, because you're admitting here, it's a little counterintuitive. But when you, what's worse? And the Gemara is going to address this: that the embarrassment, the laws, right, the rumor, the bad name is much worse if the girl is mafuta, if she acquiesced to it. If a guy was ma'anis a girl, so it doesn't look as bad for the girl. She didn't do anything wrong. She's a victim, pure victim. A mafate, in a way. So the guy's coming to Bezin, and he's saying, so if he says, I was ma'anis a girl, so in a way, we can understand why we'll be machayiv him money. If we're machayiv him money, what we're basically saying through Bezin, through the judiciary, through courts, what we're basically saying is, as far as we're concerned, we're believing him that it happened. So we're going to be mechayev him money. Now, when he says, I'm ma'ane somebody, so then it doesn't look so bad for her. So, okay, we'll believe him. Okay, so she was a victim, and then we'll be mechayev him money. But if he comes along and says, pititi es bitay shalplaini, now he's basically saying that, okay, I did something wrong, but that girl did something wrong too. And he's being mitzi laz on that girl. So therefore, that's what the Gemara is saying. Listen, anasti, let me buy a kamer. Let me buy a nasti deloy kapagim la. He's not being mafagim her. He's not saying anything bad about her. She was a victim. I assaulted her. She was a victim. But where I say, the Mishalim Boshes of Pagam, so you're going to pay Boshes of Pagam al piatzmai, aval patiti, de kapagim la, where you're essentially being mitzi laz, you're basically saying that she acquiesced to it. We did this together. And he's walking into Bezin and saying that, emaloi Mishalim al piatzmai, maybe we shouldn't say that we're going to believe him. Through Bezin, we won't be able to utilize, Bezin doesn't want to take part in a smear campaign of somebody's daughter. Okay? And therefore, we're going to say, no, don't, we're not going to believe him. Don't pay money. Kamash Malon. Okay? Kamash Malon, that we will. Now, Masnisen, that is the Tana of our Mishnah, who says that when it comes to Pitoy, we will be Mechayiv him money, which essentially means that we're being, what's the word? We're being Machzik the Laz, Rashi says. The Hemne, we're believing him, Lachzik is Halaz. Right? So now Masnisen, the Loikiai Tana. Our Mishnah is not like the following Tana. Our Mishnah holds, we will believe him to be Machzik the Laz. The following Tana holds, we won't. Titania, Bishimim, Yehuda, Aimer, Bishimim, Bishimim, Af Boishes, Upagam, Einai mishalem al pi atzmai. Okay, that when we talk about by mafuta, you're not going to pay boishes supagam. Why? Because loy kol imenu sheyifgam bitosha plini. Sorry. Okay, the mafata, the guy who did the mafata can't be believed to be mitzi laz on her. Now, Amar le Rav Papa Labaya. Okay, well that's all nice and fine when we don't ask their opinion. What happens if we ask her? Hey, would you rather have the money and suffer this bad name or not? What happens if she says, okay, you know what? I'm happy to get the money. I don't care what they say about me. My. So Gemara says, well, by you accepting this, you're bringing shame upon your family. Maybe it's not right. Maybe it's not right to allow. Again, we're not, it's not the Din Mamas, it's Bezdin, right? Knesset has to be done through Bezdin. And Rashi makes this point. Right? Let's say she says, okay, you know what? Spread the word about me. So the answer is that maybe her father won't agree with it. Nichalevia. Okay, what happens if her father says, you know what? I'd rather get the money. I'm okay with the word going out, saying that my daughter was interested. She was with this guy. Okay? Dilmalei nichaluhu livnei mishpacha. Maybe it's still not going to be okay to the rest of the extended family. And Rashi says, again, right, what's he bavarning? What do you mean? If the money doesn't go to, the money goes to her or her father, they should be the ones who are party, they should be the ones who should be able to make this decision. Rashi says, no, Ubezdin ain't aleim las hustav al-hachsik boishtam. No, the Bezdin can't do something. Maybe Bezdin can't do something that's going to bring shame upon somebody. And when there's a din, they don't have a choice. But over here, because she decides to want, no, that's not what the purpose is. So the Gemara says, nichalul beim nishbachas mai. What happens if we ask the family? We assemble, we put the whole family, we put the extended family together, and we say, are you guys okay with this? Would you rather have the money in your estate, okay, and know that this laws is going on about this girl who's part of your family? So the Gemara says, yefshir deleka chad medina sayam deli nichalei. No, sorry, it's impossible. Again, this is according to the Tana, not like the Tana of Ramesh, according to the Tana who holds that we, if the guy comes forward, we won't accept the money, says the Gemara, that it doesn't matter if everybody we know says, you know what, we'll take the money. We'll let the laws spread. We don't have a problem with it. Still, it's impossible that there's not going to be someone in the extended family. Okay. Ha'emer ganafti mishalem es ha-keren. We say if somebody comes to Bezdin and says, I stole, they're going to pay the keren. They're going to pay the principal, but what they're not going to pay is the tashlumei kefel and tashlumei arba b'chamisha. Now, itmar, palga nizka. Okay, so that's chatzi nezek. So what is chatzi nezek? So normally, chatzi nezek, and I'll explain why it'll have maybe more of a relevance to us in today's day and age. But chatzi nezek is that if a shor tam, right, a shor that had gave no previous indication tam that it was subject to damage for the first three times until three times it's we consider a shor tam not a shor muad, and therefore it only pays chatzi nezek. Okay, meaning you take the value of the shar that got damaged, the animal that got damaged, and you say, okay, let's say before goring it was worth $100. Another animal gored it, it's now only worth $20. I can sell it, you know, for the hides and for dog meat, right, for dog food. So then the $80, they have to split the difference. Okay, the $40 that we say have to pay. Now the question is, when we say that the mazik, the damager, has to pay chatzi nezek, is that mamon or is that knas? What's the difference if it's mamon or knas? Well, relevant to us, b'zman hazeh, is Shulchan Aruch, that mamain, we can, when it comes to real mamain, so we can go to Bezdin. In today's day and age, Bezdin can decide that. It's of the things Bezdin can decide. Knas, like we said, Bezdin cannot decide because it has to be mumchim smuchim b'Eretz Yisrael. It has to be only a proper Bezdin in Eretz Yisrael that are mumchim and smuchim. So this could have. And, you know, this could have, if you hold that chatzi nezek, when we talk about nezek, shar tam, right? This could have, I guess, bizman hazeh, or in more recent times, this is definitely something that could be negea. Whether you say it's mamon or knas. If it's mamon, we can go to Bezdin now for it. If it's knas, then we can't. And we'll come back to this at the end of the Gemara. So what is it? Rapapa amar palga nizka mamayna. Rapapa says that it has a din of mamayna. Rafuna breder of Yeshua amar palga nizka knasa. That it has a din of knas. Rapapa amar palga nizka mamayna. That this chatzi nezek that the mazik has to pay for damaging is going to be considered mamayn kasamar because he holds stam shvarim lav becheska shimar kaimi. He holds that a standard cow is not considered guarded, meaning is a liability. It is right? It is something that could damage, and therefore it's not considered guarded, and you have to watch it. Uvedinu, and that means really. So if you're saying it's mummy, that means that it was your responsibility to watch it. And really, therefore, so what's the most obvious question? Well, if it was your responsibility, why don't you pay 100% of damages? You were supposed to watch it. Uvedinu de mishalim kule, v'rachmanuhu dechayes aluya dakati lo iyar tura. The Torah said that we had pity. Okay, we felt bad for the mazik because lemaisa the shar had shown no previous indication. So yes, it's your responsibility to make sure your belongings, your shar, doesn't damage. But this shars are fairly benign, and therefore there was no reason. So we're going to feel bad. We're going to wipe half of it off. But that means the other half that you are paying is mamin. Rav Huna Brei Yeshua Amar Paganiska Knasa, because he holds Kas Savar that it's a knas stam shvar mecheska shimar kaimi, meaning a standard shar is not going to be mazik, and therefore, as far as we're concerned, we consider it as if, even though it's not guarded, we consider it guarded, and therefore v'dinhu d'lo d'shan klal. You shouldn't really have to pay anything because you didn't have to guard it. Rachmanu d'knasa ki yechi d'ninteri l'tura. But the Torah wanted to give you incentive to actually guard your shar, and therefore we made you pay, even though really you shouldn't pay anything, we made you pay half. Now, I think the way to understand this is it's not really a machlekes and metzias. I think the way to understand this is like this. If you look at a shar, I'm not trying to bring this down, but if you look at a shar, really, think about it, that it's in their nature to gore, but it's not in their nature to be mazik. Right, the goring action, what they do, how they act, conduct themselves. If you go to like a petting zoo, you'll see that the animals do this to each other, but they're not mazik. That's just what they do. So therefore, now it's a question of, do we go based on the action? If the action itself is an action that they're used to doing, that's part of their nature. So then we'll say, well, the fact that they were mazik, it is part of their nature, and therefore we should pay. You should have to make sure because this is something that they do. Or do we say that, no, yes, the action itself, then it's natural for them to gore, but it's not practical or natural for them to be mazik. So there's two components here that we have to play with, and that could be the svaras machlekes over here. Yes, the action is natural for a cow, but the result is not a standard result, and therefore we can say, is it b'ches kishim or not? Maybe that's a way to look at it. Okay, simen hizik ma, the hamis klal. So this is going to be simen. We're going to use these four examples. Hizik, ma, hamis, and klal are going to weigh in on this machlokes. Tonight we have a mishnah that says hanizik v'hamazik betashlumin, that both the nizik, the person getting damaged, and the mazik, the damager, betashlumin, are both parties. They're both paying. Now what does this sound like? It sounds like chatzi nezik. What we're saying is that both, essentially, the nizik is partaking in the payment because he's not accepting half of the payment that he should be. So then, hainu deshayach nizik b'tashlumin. That's why we could say that the nizik, who is paying for the damage done to this cow? The nizik and the mazik, because the mazik is only paying for half. So therefore, the nizik is like he's being mashlam, he's paying in as well. The guy who got damaged, because he's paying the other half. He has to cover the other half. Essentially, he's not getting paid for that half. Eleman Rapalga Niska Knasa. But if you say it's Knas, Hashta, Delav Dide Kashako, he's supposed to get, if you hold that Chatzi Nezik is a Knas, then the Nizik isn't supposed to get anything. That means Bidin, the Mazik doesn't have to pay at all. So how could we consider it? Hashta Delav Dide Kashako, but Tashlumin Isse. How do we say that he is partially paying? What do you mean he's not supposed to get anything? There's no, really, make it right, he's not supposed to get anything. So the Gemara answers, Le'nitzercha elo l'pchas nevela. And if you remember, what is pchas nevela? Pchas nevela means, what we're saying is that we discussed, and I told you, let's say a cow, shar, gores another cow. The cow that got gored, that got damaged, was originally worth $100. When it's dead, it's worth $20. The carcass, that's the nevela. So the chatzin, the nezek, the damages, is $80. So he pays half the damages. Now, the din is that pchas nevela goes to the nizik. So even in a situation where we're not talking about the $80 component, whatever the $80 component is, it is, right? So whether it's mamon or knas, it could even be knas. What we're saying is that the nizik still partakes in the repayment because he ultimately will suffer the loss on the nevela. Once that accident occurs, in time, the nevela is worth less money. A carcass, right, each day one, it's the most valuable. A week later, it ain't worth much. So the pachas nevela goes to the nizik, even in a situation where we say, the damages itself, the mazik doesn't have to pay. Really, the nizik shouldn't get any of it. And it's anything he gets as a gift. Still, he still suffers loss, which we're calling, he partakes in the repayment, that's calling suffer loss. He suffers loss in the pachas nevela component. That's going to be his responsibility. Meaning, the value of the nevela is locked in at the time of the damages, even though it will go down in value later. That is going to be on the owner. That's going to be on the nizik. Now, pachas nevela, so the Gemara says, okay, you're telling me that that's what this mishnah is coming to tell us? Pachas nevela? It's not weighing in on chas nezek knas or mammon? Really? Tanina, we already have a mishnah that tells us that. Teshlumi nezek. It says, ma'amid shabalim mitaplim b'nevela. So it says that tashlumi nezek, when you pay nezek, that we darshan out of psukim, shabalim mitaplim b'nevela, that the nizek, the bailim, the owner, the nizek, is the one who is mitapel, deals with, essentially, dealing with means, suffers the loss of the nevela. So the Gemara is asking, how could you tell me that the previous mishnah that we tried to bring in to discuss, to weigh in on whether chatzi nezek is mamon or knas, is talking about pchas nevela, how much the nevela goes down in value after the event of damage? We already know this from another makar. So the Gemara says, you know what, I need two. Chada b'tam v'chada b'mu'ad. I need one for a tam, meaning one that wasn't used to damaging, and one by a mu'ad. V'tzricha, why do I need both? The ashminan tam, if you want to tell me it's only a tam. Mishum dakati lo iayed, because maybe you'll tell me, you know why we'll have the nizik is the one who's going to suffer any loss on the neveda, on the carcass? Because lemaisa, we feel bad for the mazik. The mazik, he didn't know to watch his shark. Okay, so therefore we're going to say, you know what, in this situation, the owner, there was nothing telling us about this cow that it would damage, and therefore we're going to go easy on the owner, right? So therefore, if we have to go easy, on the mazik, we're going to go easy on the mazik, and if we're going easy on the mazik, that means essentially that the owner, the nizik, is the one who's going to have to bear the responsibility of it. Avo mu'ad, di'ayinem aloi. But if you're dealing with a mu'ad, we want to throw the book at the mazik. So maybe you'll tell me that by a mu'ad, that the mazik also has to suffer the loss of the nevela, the carcass, after the event. V'yashmina mu'ad, mishum dekar mishalim kule. Or mi'idach gi. So we can say, you know what? By the mu'ad, haven't we already penalized him enough? He had to pay 100% damages. So that's where we'll say that the nizik, fine. He pays 100% of the actual damage, but anything that the carcass goes down in value later, that'll be on the nizik. Havel tam, but by tam, ema loy tzricha. Since by the tam, we're only making him pay half, maybe you should think that, you know what, he should pay half plus the carcass should be his responsibility, not the nizik's, anything that goes down in value. Come on, tzricha. So therefore, we need both. Okay, so that was the first of four. Tashma, ma bein tam le mu'ad. What are the differences between tam and mu'ad? Shahasam mishalim chatzi nezek migufay. Sorry, shahatam mishalim chatzi nezek migufay. The tam pays chatzi nezek migufay, meaning it comes out of the value of the animal that did the damage, meaning that you're capped. We capped the damages of the shar. If you had a $50 shar that damaged a $200 shar, so then you're capped. The maximum payment is going to be $50. Okay? So that's migufay. Umuad mishalim nezek shalem min aliyah. Okay? And when we talk about a muad, it doesn't matter if you had a $2 shar that damaged a $1,000 shar. If it's a mu'ad, the shar mu'ad, you have to pay, the damager has to pay the money out of his estate or out of his money. But loy katani, okay, so we're highlighting differences between tam and mu'ad. But loy katani sha tam ein mishalom al pi atzmai. Well, this would have been an obvious one. Again, if you say that chatzi nezek is knas, that means if you're moed be knas, you're going to be potter. And if you say it's mama, then you're not going to be. So we should have said, when we're illustrating or highlighting the differences between tam and muad, we didn't say, v'lekatani shatam ena mishal mal piatzo, muad mishal mal piatzbay. So the Gemara says, ton of a shire. You know what? We left it out. We could have also, in illustrating differences between tam and muad, said, whether chatzi nezek, whether it's knas, mishal mal piatzbay or not. It could have been a difference. So my shire was really, it could be that it's knas, and that would be a difference. So the Gemara says, "My shire, the high shire." Well, we know the rule is that when you leave something out, you have to say you have to leave something out with it. There has to be something else. You can't just leave one thing out. If we listed everything, The different, if we're listing the differences between a tam and a muad, we can't just list leave one thing out. So what else did we leave out? So the Gemara says, Shayer chatzi kaifer. We left out chatzi kaifer. And we discussed chatzi kaifer is, let's say your shar kills a person, so you would pay, if it's a shar muad, right? So you would pay the whole amount. What happens if it's a shar tam and it kills a person? Are you chayv or not? So we say that chatzi kaifer, that a tam would not pay chatzi kaifer. Okay, that even though a shar muad pays kaifer, a shar tam does not pay kaifer. So again, when we had a Mishnah that was discussing the differences between tam and muad, we said all we discussed were, do you pay, are you limited to the migufay, to what the mazik is worth? Versus that's by a tam versus a muad, you're going to pay min aliyah. So we now have two differences that we chose to leave out, which is it's knas and tam you wouldn't pay al pi hadas atzmai if you say it's knas, and tam does not pay chatzi kofer. Okay, and therefore we're now okay. So now the Gemara says, well, I guys still have a problem. Imishem chatzi kofer lav shiruhu. You told me that what's the other thing we left out along with. This idea of being maida, meaning that if you hold its knas, that by tam, if you're maida, you're going to be potter, but by muad, doesn't help you. Muad is mam, and it's not knas. Okay, and therefore, that's for sure. Hamani, Rabbi Yosi Aglili, he da amar tam b'sham chatzi kofer. There is a shitas Rabbi Yosi Aglili who holds that a tam does pay chatzi kofer. So there is no difference between tam and muad in regards to kofer. So it sounds like, and Tosfos points this out, we're not back to our question. All we were doing was addressing this. Meaning, again, we said, a Mishnah said, we were illustrating differences between tam and muad, and we talked about one aspect, specifically, whether you pay migufay or min aliyah. What we said was, if it's true that chatzi nezek is knas, then we should have said, it's another difference. If it's knas, then by tam, you wouldn't pay it, al pi hadas atzmai, and muad, you would. And we said, no, a ton of a shayer. We left out kofer. Kofer is also a difference, meaning by tam, you're not going to pay chatzi kofer, muad, you will pay kofer. So the Gemara is now, and that we were happy with that answer, except for the fact that there is a shita who holds that there is a shita that holds that you do pay chatzi kofer by a tam as well. So the Gemara is saying that that's shita's Rabbi Yosi Aglili, and that could be a kasha on a ton of a shayer, except we don't have to. Our Mishnah, again, we're addressing our Mishnah or the Mishnah over here. We're addressing the Mishnah that was ton of a shayer. That Mishnah is not responsible to encompass every das yachid. So therefore, meaning Rabbi Yosi Aglili says that. But you're right, the Tana of this Mishnah couldn't be Rabbi Yosi Aglili. The Tana of this Mishnah would hold that chatzi kofer, a tam does not pay chatzi kofer. If tam does not pay chatzi kofer, so then it made sense that we left out chatzi nezek as well as a knas. Let's go back to Tashma. Hamis, Shari, as Pliny. Let's say a person says that my shar killed so-and-so, a shari shal Pliny, or the shar of so-and-so. He's saying, Misham al-pi atzmai. So my lav, you're going to pay money. My lav, bitam. So wouldn't we assume, again, he said, hey, Miss Sherry S. Plenty, my shark killed so-and-so, or Sherry S. Plenty, my shark killed so-and-so, and we're saying that you're going to pay. So my lav, bitam. Well, if you're being maida and you're going to pay, and we're talking about a tam, then what? We see it's mamay. You're being maida, so why would you pay? So the Gemara says, loy bimuad. We're talking about a shar muad. Okay, well that means that if it's a tam, you wouldn't pay based on your hoidah. Well, in the seifa, why did we come up with the case? We talked about a guy comes forward to Bezit and he says, my shar killed so-and-so shar. So we said that it's talking about a muad. That's the case of the Brisa. Then the Brisa wants to talk about a case where you're not going to be chayiv. You know why you're chayiv? Because you admitted your shor was a muad. That's why you're going to pay money. So in the seifa, when the brisa wants to talk about a case where you're not going to pay, what did we say? A guy comes forward and says, and my shor killed so-and-so's eved. Eved is knas. It's a standard fixed amount, 30 shekel. It's knas. So therefore, frek the gemara, niflik nisibidi day. If we wanted a case of... where you are maida and you're chayiv, in the same brisa as being maida and potter, Why did we choose a case of shar muad and eved to say by the muad, my shar killed so and so, you're going to be chayiv, and then it killed killed eved, it's going to be potter because eved is knas. Why didn't we just stick with shar and say, you know what, you want two cases? You want a case where you admit and you're chayiv and you're potter. If it's muad, you're going to be chayiv. Shartam, you're going to be potter. From the fact that we didn't do that, LMI means that shartam is also mamai. It's not knas, because otherwise we could have just stayed with the example of my shar goring another shar. Medvar memurim, b'muad avav tamid, mishal ma'pi atzmai. So the Gemara answers, kula b'muad kamairi. No, there's two components here. There's muad. There's two ways to give it. I can talk, if I want to give two examples of being chayiv or potter, I can talk about shar, and I could have done that, but here I'd rather talk about muad. So we said, my shar killed another shar, muad. Even if I come forward and I say that, I'm going to be chayiv because it's the shar muad and I'm paying money. And then I want to stay on the topic of muad, so I discussed eved. I didn't want to go to tam, right? Fine, good. Tashima, zekal. Call Mishalim Yeser Amasha Hizik. So now this is going to the end of our Mishnah. What did our Mishnah say? Zekal, if you pay more than the actual damages, then what? Ein Mishalim Al Piatzmai. Then you don't pay. Why? Because if you're paying more than the actual damage, that's a knas, and Moedib Knas is Potter. So now, Tashima, zekal, call Mishalim Yeser Amasha Hizik, Ein Mishalim Al Piatzmai. Ha, Pachas Mimasha Hizik, Mishalim Al Piatzmai. Sounds like if you pay less, then you are going to pay Mishalim Al Piatzmai. So from the fact that the Mishnah says, if you pay more than the actual damage, you're going to be Potter. That means if you pay less than the actual damages, you're going to be Chayiv. Well, guess what? Chatzi Nezek is less than the actual damages. It might be Knas is Potter. It must be, put it all together, that Chatzi Nezek is not a Knas. It must be, it's Mamai. So the Gemara says, no. Look, Tema ha pachas v'nashe hezek. Don't make that deal. Ela ema ha kimosha hezek mevshalma piatzmai. What our Mishnah means to say is, if you pay anything other than the exact amount, then it's going to be a knas. Frak the Gemara, avapachas mai, ene mevshalma piatzmai. So I don't understand. Listen, zeaklal. So if that's what you really meant to say, say it. Zeaklal, kosha ene mevshalma kimosha hezek. If you don't pay the exact amount of your damages, then ein mishalom al piatzmai. Then when you're moida, whether it's more or less, it is a din of a knas. We should have said that. The mashma pachus mashma yeser tiyufta. So therefore we slug it up, and it sounds like what? From the fact that our Mishnah specifically said it could have said if you don't pay the exact amount of the damage, what the damages were, then if. From the fact that we didn't say that, then if al piatzmai, you're not going to pay it. From the fact that we didn't say that, it sounds like chatzi nezek is going to be mamai, because we could have said that. V'hilchasa, yet what's the halacha? Palganiska knasa. The halacha is chatzi nezek is knas. Frak de gemara tiyufta v'hilchasa. What's going on over here? So the Gemara says, yeah. In time of my itoisif. What was your whole question? What was your whole question? If you don't, well, the Mishnah should have said, if you don't pay the exact amount, then it's knas. I have a problem. Mishum delay katani kamasha hizik leipsikale. It's not always true. Leipsika means it's not always true. Meaning, kiven de ikachatzi nezek tsreiris. There's an idea of chatzi nezek tsreiris, which means that if an animal is walking and it shoots out rocks and it damages based on the pebbles that it shoots out, the rocks are the pebbles, so you pay chatzi nezek, that is a hilchasukabiri law. That is a halacha lemeshim yisina dimamaynohu. That it has a din of mamon. Chatzi nezek, even though it's a chatzi nezek, has a din of mamon. So we couldn't have said, if you don't pay the exact amount of the damages, then you're not going to pay. That's asmai. When it comes to service, you will have to pay. And therefore, the Mishnah couldn't have said that. It's not going to say a zeh klal. That's not always true 100% of the time. And therefore, mishamachi lekatani. Okay, and that's why, even though we seem to ask a question, it's a good question, except that because there's a rule here, we couldn't have said, if you don't pay kamasha hezek. Now, the Hashan the Amrit, now that we say that Chatzi Nezek is Knas, the Hashan the Amrit, Palgan is Knas. Remember, I started by saying when we got into the Sugya that Chatzi Nezek, Knas Ramaman has implications. So,
Chatzi Nezek, we just learned, is not Knas.
No, we said it is Knas. Hilchas, no, that's only Chatzi Nezek, Tsroiris. That's Tsroiris, specifically. But all other chatzi nezek has a din of paganiska knasa. So v'hashta da amr pagan g'nizka knasa. Now that we see that chatzi nezek has a din of knas, so therefore high kalba. So what we're essentially saying is it fits into the category of Karen. And what we're basically defining is, as what we're saying is like this, and really, what we, and that's what the Gemara is telling on. And Tosfos points this out. What's the whole underlying thought process to say that you pay chatzi nezek? If you say it's a knas, that means really, this is something that I should not have been responsible to guard. So the whole thing here is strange. So what we're saying is, when things happen that are out of the ordinary, and there's a damage, you're going to pay half as a knas. So because we said that it's not normal, it's considered out of ordinary. That's why it's a knas. So therefore, hay kalba da achal imri, if you have a dog that eats a sheep, or shunri da achal tarnagol ravrivi, or if a cat eats a large rooster, that is mashuna. Now that you said things, damages that are mashuna, the hainu shartam, the damages, that's mashuna, you have to pay, chati nezek is knas. So to these things, the loy magbin in bababel. And like I said, the Shulchan Aruch says, therefore, in Babel is only Eretz Yisrael. Mumchen smuchen. In Babel, you're not going to be magviyai. Avol zutri, but let's say a cat ate a small chicken, so that would, a small hen, that would be considered orche, that would be normal. Umagbinam. The eat tafas, now this is very important. The eat tafas, loy mafkinam mine. So in Babel, if you have something that there was damages that were considered out of the ordinary, so if that's knas, so we couldn't be done it, but let's say the guy goes ahead and grabs it. Itafas. He grabs, and Tosfos says specifically, the dafka itafas is hamazik atzmai, that the nizik grabs the animal that does the damage. So what we're saying is like this, if the nizik grabs the animal, that's the way Tosfos learns it, the Rush argument says he can grab anything. But if he grabs it, then we're not going to take it away. If he grabs that as payment, okay, Tosfos says, he says the problem is like this. Tosfos is a very interesting copy. He's like, you can only grab the animal that did the damage. Why? Because if we say that you can grab in bubble, we can't be down in knessus, but you go into his house or you grab some of his stuff, well, then the problem is, then he's going to bring you to din, and now we have to down how much the knas was. And we can't down how much the knas was because we have to know how much he has to return. So therefore, Tosfos says you could only grab the mazik, the thing that's doing the action. Okay, so that's cooler number one, even though in Bavel, we don't do it. Now, the Rush argues, he says that even if you take more, okay, you could it would be yours. We can't take it away from you because midaraisa, you are chayiv, and bezdin, it's just that Bezdin can't force the knas, right? Midal Raisa, you're chayiv the knas. Just we can't force it, okay? And therefore, that, and the halacha is that Adam dan dinan lenafshe, a person can enforce his own judgment, and therefore he can go ahead and he can take it. The Rush argues on Taisus, and again, but you'd be in the same situation, which is we can't dan dinan knasas, so whatever he took, we can't take back from him, because we can't dan dinan knasas to decide how much he was actually chayiv. Interesting. But this was done in the times of Babel where there wasn't Eretz Yisrael and they had Dayanim Smuchim. So he said, if the guy says, yes, I'm in Babel and we can't don Knossos here, and I didn't grab it, or at least Tosfos says, I missed my opportunity to grab the animal, but I'm not grabbing, or like the other Rishon, I'm not grabbing your stuff. But the point is that he says, I'm not grabbing it, but I want to make an appointment with you to go to Eretz Yisrael to do it. Mikba inon lei. Then we would be kaveh azman, meaning even though they're in Babel, it doesn't absolve them from knas. He has to agree to go with him over there. V'iloy ozel, and if he doesn't go to Eretz Yisrael, if the mazik doesn't go, mishamtinale, we'll put him in cherim. And the Gemara Taka says, benkachu benkach mishamtinale. Either way, we'd actually put him in cherim. Damrinon le, solik hezecha. Because we tell you, if you have something that damages, that's your responsibility. Make sure you should not have things in your house that damage. A person should not raise a bad dog. And a person should also not have a weak ladder. You should not have damim, meaning referring to things that cause damage, blood, in your house. Just one thing I want to mention. The Shulchan Aruch says that Even though in Chutz La'aretz, right, like we said, we're not magbinen, like we see here, there is a din, because from the fact that he could, if he grabs it, so we see, and like with the Rush pointed out this clearly, that midaraisa, he's chayiv, we just can't enforce it, it's an enforcement thing, therefore, for any damages, the Shulchan Aruch says, that even if he doesn't grab, we will be minadin achim afayas, until he makes good on it. So even though we can't enforce it from that component, we can't say you're chayv to pay X, Y, and Z. However, we could put him in chayv. Hadron alach, elanaris, hadron alach, elanaris, hadron alach, elanaris.